This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
We caught up with our competitor from Sydney.
Yeah, Today FM.
Yeah, a little earlier, Em Ruciano.
Oh, isn't she great?
We had a fantastic chat with her about all sorts of things. She's got a new show coming up.
Well, absolutely, in February.
Called the Evil Queen Tour.
Yeah.
And tickets have gone on sale
today. Yes.
If you want to grab it, you can get them at Ticketmaster. It's going to be on Saturday the 17th of February at the Palais Theatre.
We're so going to go.
Sorry I can't be there in person, but I'm, you know, have my own radio show.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's about you. I know. We said you just did 3 hours of radio. We just did 2.5 hours and we're exhausted, but we're not going to be exhausted for this interview.
That's all right. You guys are fine. I just met Jimmy Barnes. I'm a bit beside myself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Him and John Farnham, oh, my God. And he's so handsome. And he had, like, his shirt undone. He's got, like, his brown chest with white hair and chains.
Did you lick his nipples?
I wanted to. I just had to hold back. Like, I really wanted to. It's odd that I had that urge, but I did.
No, I can understand it. Because I saw the interview that you did with Johnny Farnham, and Olivia Newton-John was so neglected in that interview.
She didn't care.
She was nobody in that interview.
Yeah, she was all about that, though. I don't think she minded.
That's one of the benefits of Brekkie, isn't it? You get to meet all these sort of sexy people that come in.
Well, not only that, you're heroes. I had also Maggie Jabansky came in this week, and she performed as Lynn Postlethwaite in front of me.
Oh, my God, hilarious.
I said pet, I said love, I said pet.
Oh.
And my brain stopped functioning because I grew up, my sense of humour has been shaped by Big Girls Blouse and Fast Forward. So
oh, totally. Great. Fast Forward was amazing. Hey, also you got to interview Pink.
Yes, I did. Yes, and she follows me on Instagram now. It's quite exciting.
I think it's hysterical. In fact, Em, I saw you. Now, I won't mention where I saw you, but I did see you last week walking down a street, and I was going to scream out of my car, Pink, to shit stir you.
You should have.
Oh, don't. I know. I felt so weird sitting down. Like, what a wanker. Oh, I'm Australia's Pink, except I don't have any money or hit singles, and I annoy most people. But I am you, trust me. That's not creepy at all for a big celebrity.
I think it's really, it's great that you got, I saw the interview and it was so warm, like she so dug you.
Yeah, she's actually really lovely and I met Carrie and the babies and
Look at you.
Yeah, and then, yeah, no, she's, Chuck, she's going to come to, well, she wants to see me do stand-up. She's been very firm about that. So hopefully, yeah, I think I'm going to have to put a show on for her in August.
Oh my God. Hey, do you know what though? It'd be good if she went to the Sydney Opera House performance with the Evil Queen tour. How good would it be if she turned
it
up to that?
It would be perfect because we did pre-sale yesterday and I've already half sold out the Opera House in 12 hours, so that was exciting.
Congratulations.
And just to have a sold out Opera House with Pink seeing that, she would maybe think I was less weird.
Like, oh my God, hilarious.
But I think, yeah, we'll see what happens, but I get the feeling there's going to be a show put on specially for her next year. I think that's in the works, actually. It's not a word of a lie.
That is so exciting.
Em, how do you cope with doing Brekkie Radio and preparing for a show? Like, we're exhausted.
I don't cope. I'm just a ball of anxiety. I don't know. My passion is the stage. I really love it. And to be honest, I do breakfast radio to pay for my stage stuff. So, I mean, of course, I love radio. But, yeah, this job, being the host of Sydney Breakfast, enables me to really just do whatever the hell I want in terms of staging and costuming and being ridiculous and big without worrying too much about, you know, that being my sole income. So I don't find it hard work writing this show or getting ready for it because I love it so much. And I miss being on stage. I miss doing stand-up. I can't swear on radio, which is, you know, I use the F word as a noun, so in everyday life. So, yeah, I'm just fitting it in because I love it so much.
Anastasia this morning nearly slipped up with the F-word.
Well, I did slip it out, which was, yeah, we're probably going to be off here next week. But anyway.
Nah.
Do you know what else? Is Vince going to be in your show at all? Is that
of
Papa's
course.
Name? So Papa's going to be in it? Any of the
Vince,
daughters?
Yeah,
what about you?
Yeah, Marcella's going to be involved in the Melbourne show.
Yep.
Definitely. Vincey is part of the band, although he plays whatever he wants, whenever he wants. That's his role.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a sick. I'm touring with a 7-piece. They're amazing. They're actually, well, Guy Sebastian, Pete Murray, and I are currently fighting over band. We have the same band, so we're fighting over dates.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
So the boys are incredible. It's a very musical show, and it centers around my love of the Disney villains, the villainesses, and how fabulous they were, and how the broken, complicated women, you know, they're not necessarily evil. They've just got stuff going on, and, you know, what, don't judge me. The princesses are annoying, and the princes are creeps. So, and the kings are hopeless. And the only one you can really back in is the evil queen, and you know she's going to give you the goods. And I kind of relate and identify to them.
Now, you're going to be really I've seen you perform before, and I think you're incredible.
Thank you.
Are you going to be really raw on stage? I'm guessing you're going to be. I think you're going to be real with us, aren't you?
This show wouldn't be happening if I hadn't had a miscarriage, and that's the honest, horrible truth of it. And I was due to give birth in 23 days, and it's something I kind of wake up with every day, and I'm hoping that my pain lessens once the due date has passed. But, you know, I just have this all-consuming grief that hits me at times that I'm not expecting, and then you shut the door. But this show is going to, yeah, it's a stand-up show that is about miscarriage. And, the tie-in for me is, you know, one catastrophic event can change your life. Like, and for me, it would have been very easy. It gutted me. It took out the bottom of my world, and I was very sad for a long time, and I couldn't imagine being funny again. And when I spoke about it publicly, I had a lot of thousands of women contact me, and I realized they all need a voice, and they all need an outlet, and they all need to be around other people who have experienced it, and we need to laugh and drink wine, and, you know, but this show is also for anyone who's had a loss. Grief makes you do really horrible, weird, funny stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you don't laugh, you'll cry, you know, so there's going to be it's just going to be like Tony Robbins, Colt,
oh my God, hilarious.
Oprah, Graham Norton, Dame Edna, all of this in an hour and a half. And I want everyone to walk out lighter. That's my goal. So we'll go somewhere hard. And, you know, I do talk about my miscarriage because, honestly, I should have had a newborn and I would not be on stage doing this. So, and that's how I workshop my grief. I do it in a leotard on stage. That's how I am.
Em, when I found out you had a miscarriage, I sent a message to, you know, Iffy Goodthanks, Stefanidis.
Yeah, yeah.
And she, me and Warren actually went and saw her perform, and she kind of touched on her miscarriage as well. Many. She had so many. It was ridiculous. Yeah. But it was really sad, but she also drew a lot of humour around it. So,
you have to. Yeah, I think so. And I think to really honour all the women that contacted me and their partners and the babies indeed themselves, you have to, needs to be spoken about and taken to the edges and you know, sworn. And I'm really, I know a lot of people are like, oh, really? You're doing stand-up about miscarriage? I'm like, yeah, that's my job as a storyteller.
Absolutely.
As an entertainer, is to make this something that we can talk about and not wear it as a thorn in our side that people are bumping into all the time. You know, I think that's my job, so I'm going to do it.
Now, Em, as your number one competitor here on Breakfast Radio, we listen to you and we've listened to you quite a lot, and we like the way, one of the things you're really good at is being authentic on air.
Oh, you're so real.
Really authentic.
Well,
and you had a great rant about marriage equality a few weeks ago, which was just wonderful, and, you know, it sort of went viral, you know, on social.
You mean when I took on the Prime Minister, or just
when you took on the Prime Minister?
Yeah, I've done so many rants. I rant on marriage equality a week. So
that's great.
I've actually written a song that's going to be coming out next week as well. So.
Yes, which we're really excited about because I love versions of me.
Well, I've got a new one. It's actually already online now. I'm terrible. Like, I should be doing a big promo tour, but I've got the book and the show.
I know. You're whoring yourself out in every angle. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the vote's coming out, though, and this song, it's on iTunes. It's the gayest, most campus 90s dance song. It's called Brand New Day. Oh. And you can go, it's on iTunes and Spotify now if you guys want to spin it.
We're going to spin it.
I'm donating all the funds, anything that I get, who knows, it might be nothing, to marriage equality. The gay community is my community, and taking on Malcolm Turnbull, everyone's kind of, Bill Shorten called me straight after.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, that was really brave, that was amazing. I said, no, it wasn't. I'm just a decent human person. I said what anyone with a half a brain and a heart would have said.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
It's not, it's just treating people equally and fairly. There's no religion or politics involved. It's just, should someone be the same as me? And that's it. Yes, they should, of course. They should be able to marry who they love, because I can. That's it. It's very, very simple. And so, yeah, I mean, the vote's coming up, and I'm, you know, I'm getting the vibe that yes is going to get up, and I hope it does. And then it's my job to badger them to make sure it passes legislature, to make sure it goes through.
Yeah.
So, and I will. I'll be doing that relentlessly.
Mm. Hey, now listen, your book, which I hate to admit I haven't read yet, but I will, has got three new chapters that you re-released the other day.
It does. It came out yesterday. It's number 3 on the charts.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Yeah. What are they about? What are the extra chapters about?
Why I went back to breakfast radio.
Oh.
Being pregnant again and the miscarriage.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, just three things that had happened that I felt like I needed to address. So they're in the new edition. And I've also done an audio book, which will come out in a couple of weeks. So that's something for you guys to look out for.
Oh, my God, audio book will be hilarious. If it's anything like the Versions of Me film clip. Oh, my God, it's so good.
I'm so Barbara Streisand right now.
It's really, really exciting. Hey, now, another thing, we won't keep you because we know you've just done 3 hours of breakfast radio. But, hey, how's it going with competing with Kyle Sandilands?
I don't see him as a competitor because we are so different, and we are putting out. He keeps coming for me repeatedly.
Yeah,
he's
mentioning
me on air.
Yeah.
And I just, like, mate, I don't see you in the same realm. I don't want to compete with Kyle Sandilands. They're number one, and we're right down the list. Like, we're near last. But we're just kind of carving out our own corner of the universe and building our tribe. And, you know, I don't think about him at all.
Good.
I mean, I wish him luck. I know how hard it is to get up that early. I see him as, like, a soldier in a war with me. Like, but... I don't compete with him, to answer your question. We're so different.
I think it's a compliment. I think it's a compliment that he gives you so much attention.
Me.
He hasn't started attacking us yet, but we're expecting it very soon.
Exactly.
Of course you guys will begin an attack soon.
Hey, one more thing, Em. How are you coping with Harley's new face? Because Warren's got this massive beard, and I would actually be scared without hair on his face. Like, I wouldn't be able to look at him. How are you doing it?
I'm not coping. Harley has shaved his beard off for a very good cause for November, but it is strange. It's like Santa. Like Santa rocking up clean shaven. You're like, no, baby, wrong.
Give me my presents.
So, it's okay. He's very virile. It'll be back by Friday, tomorrow. It'll be back by the end of the week.
You can tell him from me he looks much sexier with his beard.
No. His beard? Oh, yeah, with.
Yeah. He does have good lips, though. He's got amazing lips. He's got a bit of a Julia Roberts mouth, which I know sounds bizarre, but I was looking at it the other day and went, oh, my God, he's really hot.
No, he looks like Voldemort, let's be real.
Em Rusciano, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for whoring my show out. emrusciano.com.au for all the details. I go on sale Monday officially for everyone else. Thank you, Del.
You know what's really exciting? We get to play her brand new song on Joy.
First.
Yep, first. And it's called Brand New Day.
Brand New Day. And if you want to grab tickets to her show, The Evil Queen Tour, ticketmaster.com.au. It's at the Palais Theatre Sunday the 17th.
Yeah, and make sure you buy it because all proceeds go to Equal Marriage.
That's right.
Turn it up.
Enjoy.
It's going to be great.
Can you feel it? Take you there. Melbourne gets the best mix of music weekdays. Joy 94.9.
Anastasia and Warren, Mondays, Thursdays and Fridays for breakfast on Joy.
And now available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform.
Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.